Artwork Newspaper Issue 211, Winter 2019-2020. Title, From the Fleece Market to the Pechacuchenite. Caption, Artworks Northumberland correspondent reflects on a hectic life in the sticks. It's a quiet life out in the sticks, away from the sophisticated buzz of the metropolis. City friends wonder how we survive in such a cultural desert. Well, they're right in one way. There's so much going on, it's tricky keeping up, let alone seeing and hearing everything. Take October. Monday morning and I'm off with the North Northumberland Spinners. Luckily my wife Anna is a member, so I count as an approved attachment to a British wool depot at Galashiels, pictured right, to see how fleeces are graded. One in the national network, it takes in thousands of fleeces, sorting for quality, then baling for auction. The market is steady, with China taking around a quarter of production, prompting a new British wool office in Shanghai to really be in the money. Breed Wensleydales. Their fleeces fetch up to £6 per kilo, some 10 times more than the best of the rest. Their long staple is particularly favored by hand knitters, felt makers, and weavers. A good fleece has a sound staple, the length or the fineness of the wool. It takes 3 years to train to grade fleeces, checking staple, cleanliness, color, smell, texture, moisture, lanolin, and freedom from foreign borders or chemical residues. We saw wool destined, via the Stornoway Ferry, to be woven into tweed on the famous looms of Harris. Fascinating. Then back to Berwick for the opening of youngest daughter Katie's show at Fold Yard Gallery. Entitled Breaking the Surface, her charcoal, pastel and pencil drawings are inspired by the liminal and the littoral, journeys made to the sea, birds watched at the coast, shifting tides and changing light. Being a dedicated open water swimmer, her perspective, at the surface, makes for a very different point of view. Next up is Berwick's Literary Festival, and her chance to hear Ursula Buchan, one of John Buchan's grandchildren, speaking about his life, and the research, that went into her new biography, Beyond the 39 Steps. Timely, as I'm rereading A Prince of the Captivity, in which the reluctant hero, Adam Melfort, survives all manner of privations, by escaping into dreams of his favorite Hebridean island of Elianban. Over in Tweedmouth, Dockside Gallery has something special, a miniature scale model gallery and doll's house with 200 tiny pieces by 60 artists, to bring some winter magic. Earlier this year Berwick-upon-Tweed signed up, to be a Pechacuchenite host. This global initiative brings together creative people, and provides a simple format for presentation of work, 20 slides, 20 seconds each. After 3 events attendance is up to 70, and the newly revamped Tweedmouth radio rooms provide the perfect buzz for them. The impressive lineup for the next one, on Tuesday, November 26th, is Todd Hansen, painter, graphic artist, and space changer, Lucy Baxandall, specialist papermaker, Tania Willis, graphic designer and illustrator, Britta Grandstrom, artist and illustrator of children's books, Chloe Smith, an artist working with dance, theater, film and live performance, Charlie Paulson, artist and sculptor, and Johnny Hanna, printmaker and illustrator. Johnny is just starting work on Northumberland folk, 4 exhibitions to be held at Woodhorn Museum, Morpeth Chantry, Hexham Old Jail, and Berwick Museum, from May 2020, inspired by local folklore. Pechacuchenites are arranged by the newly formed Berwick Creative Guild. Now it's planning an arts trail next spring, a chance for artists to show their work in different spaces and places, perhaps even some extras like street parties and pop-up happenings. A recent visitor to Berwick is artist Javier Rodriguez, whose Stand Art Thinking looks at relationships between art, design and agriculture. Too early to say where this is going yet, but possibly an initiative bringing together artists, gardeners, smallholders, and farmers. So something to do with growing more local food, I suspect. Meanwhile, if you are able to get to County Durham, exhibitions and a trail continue into the new year to celebrate the centenary of the artist Norman Cornish. He was a member of the Pitman's Academy at the Spennymoor Settlement, an arts community established in the 1930s to cultivate creative powers in a friendly atmosphere. There's more Cornish at the Mining Gallery in Bishop Auckland, where a spectacular new visitor centre for Auckland Castle has just opened too. North again to Alnwick and Bailiff Gate Museums, watch the birdie. On until December 15th, It shows photographic portraits from 1845 to 1915. Looking ahead, articles on the radar for next spring include reports from Dark Sky Country near Kielder Forest, where Visual Arts in Rural Communities, VARC, organizes artists' residences, exploring the relationships between nature and culture. Plus a look at Blythe's Tall Ship Project, keeping traditional boat building and sailing skills alive, as well as, through the Williams Expedition, recreating pioneering voyages to the Antarctic. Time for a relaxing city break now, I think, after all this fresh air and culture side. Written by Nick Jones for Artwork Newspaper. www.britishwool.org.uk www.foldyard.co.uk www.berwickliterarafestival.com Berwick Creative Guild on Instagram www.berwickvisualarts.co.uk www.standartthinking.tumblr.com normancornish.com/centenary www.bailiffgattamuseum.co.uk www.doxetagallery.co.uk